Time for another secret of charisma. Let's talk about credibility. We can also say your knowledge and your expertise. Now, as you look at the different sections of charisma, this is under the empowering others. That is what credibility does. As Jerry Spence, a famous lawyer, said, one can stand as the greatest orator the world has known, possess the quickest mind, employ the cleverest psychology, and have mastered all the technical devices of argument. But if one is not credible, one might just as well preach to the pelicans. So true. So what is the blind spot? The blind spot with credibility is assuming you have credibility and you are believable. You could be the smartest person in your field or even the most qualified, but if that's not the perception, it doesn't matter. You could even be an expert, but if you don't always come across that way, you are not credible. If somebody says something negative about you or your company, your credibility is shot. It is also important to realize that credibility is essential to charisma. We don't often think about credibility because in our mind we are credible, telling the truth and how you can help this person. We don't often think about credibility because in our mind we are credible. We always tell the truth and we know we can help this person. This might be true, but credibility is a perception, not a fact. It is not given, it is earned. So what does the research show? Having success as a leader is the key to maintain a charismatic image. Charismatic leaders are extraordinarily successful. Long-term charisma will always depend on long-term success. Speech non-fluency, such as increased pauses, repetition, speech errors, have been found to decrease perceptions of credibility. And, of course, studies show that lawyers who appear well-organized are thought of as being more thorough and better prepared than their disorganized counterparts, which, of course, increases their credibility. So let's get into it. Credibility is based on three things: your knowledge, your track record, and your appearance. What it comes down to is, are you believable and you come across as having the expertise to make things happen or solve their challenge? The perception can be based on your demeanor, your mannerisms, or how you dress. What has happened in the past? Have you kept all your promises? Are you known for revealing half-truths or even worse, hiding some of the truth? Do you keep all your commitments? Do you own up to your mistakes? Do you face reality with confidence? These are things that will help or hurt your perception of credibility. When you have high credibility, it enhances the feeling of a team. There is more ownership and it increases commitment. When you have low credibility, it diminishes motivation, breeds criticism, and broadcasts itself by lack of support. When you reach full charisma, you are a role model. You are doing what you're asking them to do. You're in the front line with your sleeves rolled up, doing what needs to be done. You are noticeable and you practice what you preach. Credibility increases when there is no gap between what you say and what you do. The perception is you are willing and able to do what you say you can do. The way you present yourself and your demeanor either helps or hurts your perception of credibility. It doesn't matter whether it's fair or not, we have to talk about reality here. Learn to present yourself in a calm, prepared, and authoritative manner. Getting overly emotional or becoming flustered will throw your credibility out the window. Credible people are not running around with their head cut off. They are not disorganized or airing the perception of out of control. Credible people are in control and composed at all times. Even if they don't feel that way on the inside, it looks that way on the outside. Studies show that showing up on time and being organized dramatically helps with the initial perception of credibility. Two things that dramatically hurt credibility are the appearance of deception and coming across as too good to be true. Any type of lying or deception is obvious to us and its effect on credibility. Many people think that if the person does not call them on the lie, that they got away with it. Not true. Most people will subconsciously feel it is a lie and make a mental note without saying anything. You should never risk blowing your credibility with any form of deception. It is not worth it, and chances are you're not getting away with it. The way to solve the too good to be true issue is to reveal a weakness. It is interesting to note that people are so skeptical that they're looking for some type of weakness in you or your product. If you don't give them a weakness, they will assign one to you. Revealing a weakness tends to make people view you as more honest and credible than those who try to cover up faults and weaknesses. Credibility increases when we are big enough to own up to our mistakes and weaknesses. People can forgive weaknesses, but they won't be as quick to forgive cover-ups. So a little application. We know that lying and deception destroy any credibility you might have or have earned in the past. Most people won't call you a liar, but they will flee the scene. The person will lie saying something like, need more information, talk to me later, I'll think about it, and you'll never hear from them again. What are some of the red flags you should be watching for? How do you know if you suffer from low credibility? Do any of these things happen to you? Repeat business is down, complaints to your superiors, needing references, not returning calls, canceling appointments, calling to complain, failing to give you repeat business, or exhibiting no loyalty. Who's our example? Warren Buffett. He was born in 1930 in Omaha, Nebraska. He's one of the most successful investors in history. He is known for being very frugal and has pledged to give away 85% of his wealth. He was voted top money manager of the 20th century. If you want to know about the financial sector, if you want to know what stocks to invest in, you talk to Warren Buffett. If you want to know anything about money, you talk to Warren Buffett. He has the experience, the track record, and the credibility for everyone to want to listen. Even when you watch him speak, his mannerisms and demeanor don't turn you off, but increase his credibility. He mentored with the best, that'd be Benjamin Graham. He trained with the best, that'd be Dale Carnegie. And his track record is the best. He's one of the richest men in the world. So what's the key? The key is to continually enhance your credibility. Doesn't matter where you're starting. What can you do to overcome any credibility issues you might encounter? Be overprepared and anticipate any questions you might face. You can't have credibility or charisma if you are winging it. That is something you can focus on. Find ways to increase your credibility with people without becoming across as a braggart. What can you do or say that will reveal your expertise, qualifications, education, or experience so you will be perceived as the expert? Get creative. Maybe have someone else do it for you, or find a way to borrow credibility from somebody else.